Guess how many millennials do not own a credit card? Is the answer 24%, 44%, or 64%?
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Millennials and plastic. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. I'm John Wardock. Bankrate.com has been looking into who owns credit cards these days. And Mike Cetera, who's an analyst at Bankrate.com, joins us. He has, in particular, information about how many millennials out there do not own credit cards. So, Mike, what is the answer? What did you find?
So our survey found that while a majority of Americans own a credit card, when you look at the break it down by age, millennials, and we're talking specifically 18 to 29-year-olds here, astounding 64% of that group do not own a credit card.
64%. Two out of three do not own a credit card. Why do you think that is?
Well, in talking to some millennials, what they have been telling us is, look, you know, there's two things going on here. Either we grew up during a time, the Great Recession, when our parents had all these debt issues and we don't want to deal with that, or we have debt issues of our own in the form of student loans, and we just don't want to add another layer of that, another layer of debt to their personal finances. And so it seems that millennials are very much in tune with using cash or debit cards for most of their daily transactions.
Looking at your research, I would say it seems the older you are, the more likely you are to have a credit card.
That's true. As you go up in the age brackets we measured, and again, it's 18 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, and 65 plus, you find that as you age, you're more likely to own a credit card. And in fact, once you get to that 65 years and older, nearly 70% of folks that age say that they own a credit card.
What about breaking down according to education? What did you find there?
Yeah, I mean, so you look at education, and obviously college grads are going to be more likely to own a credit card. If the least likely group that own a credit card is someone who has a high school education or less. And you also find that those people tend to earn less income as well.
And you even looked at politics. What a shock in this presidential election year.
Yeah, so the most likely demographic in terms of political affiliation to own a credit card are Republicans. 71% of Republicans we interviewed said that they own a credit card versus 59% of Democrats. If you look at this data in another way, of the 1,000 people we interviewed, the older you get, the more likely you are to identify yourself as Republican. And that sort of matches up with the older you get, the more likely you are to also own a credit card. So I think those two things might go hand in hand a little bit.
And getting back to millennials for a second, the fact that they grew up during the Great Recession and they saw all this hardship, maybe they went to school, racked up a lot of debt and couldn't get a job or didn't get the job they want. Do you think that all that plays into the psychology of whether or not they think they could or should get a credit card?
I think it does, but it also, I've been fascinated in talking to a lot of young adults, and they seem to have, at least the ones that I've spoken to, seem to have a really good sense of their own priorities for using credit. A lot of them understand, they have a keen awareness that if I don't use a credit card, I'm not going to be able to build up my credit score, and thus it'll be more difficult to get a mortgage or an auto loan later in life. But they are okay with that for now because they're not in that situation, and they understand that when I get into a place in life where I'm ready to buy a home, I'm going to need to get a credit card to improve my credit profile.
So just because they don't have a credit card now doesn't mean they won't have one or won't want one 10 years from now.
Absolutely. And I think it's a little bit amazing, actually, to see how aware a lot of people are about what responsible credit use can do. They're just not ready for it yet.
He's Mike Cetera. He is an analyst at Bankrate.com. He follows things like credit and personal loans. Mike, thank you for taking some time, and thank you very much for sharing this new survey that you folks are putting out.
Thanks so much for your interest.
And if you like this podcast, folks, we encourage you to check out others. Just look for us on iTunes and Stitcher, Spotify. We're on the Amazon Echo now. And if you have an Android device, look for us on the Google Play Music app. This has been Your Money Matters from The Wall Street Journal. I'm John Werdock.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.